choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
I hate when you do that.
Ah, you're a sore loser.
We're playing crazy eights.
So I improvised a little.
Oh, finally. Angela, it's after 9.
Yeah, when I left the office at 5 o'clock, you didn't say you were going to be late.
I got stuck with a client and you left at 3:30, Mother.
She improvises, Angela. It's bigger than both of us. By the way, some guy named Brian Thomas called.
Brian? Brian Thomas?
Yeah, he's flying in to see you.
Brian? Brian Thomas?
Yeah, Brian. Brian Thomas. Who is this guy?
Oh, it's Brian. Brian Thomas.
Who is he?
Oh, nobody. It's just somebody I went to college with. We were in the same poetry class together. Oh, when's he coming?
Guess.
Oh, no.
Well, look, you don't want to see this guy. Just tell him you're not home.
Oh, no. It's just that my clothes are all wrinkled and my hair's a rat's nest.
Your eyes are bloodshot, your skin is puffy, your ankles are swollen. I could go on all day.
Mother.
All right, you're a good driver.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Brian? Brian Thomas? Come in.
Angela?
Brian. Hi.
After 20 years, you look radiant.
Well, that's because I make sure she gets plenty of rest, she exercises regularly, and she misses those in-between meal snacks.
And doesn't she have a shiny coat?
Brian, this is my housekeeper, Tony, and my mother, Mona.
Your eyes shine, Mona. As if heaven itself resides in them.
I'd like to bear your children.
Sorry, Brian. Last time she heard her name in a poem, it started with, "There once was a man from Nantucket."
Brian, sit down. Hey. So, how have you been?
Well, fine. I teach poetry now.
So, why are you here?
Do Tony and Mona know what happened between us in Vegas?
Oh, I like where this is going.
Yeah. What went down in Vegas?
Oh, nothing. We flew in, flew back, swish, swoosh.
Yeah, well, it sounds like something happened between a swish and a swoosh.
All right. We played blackjack, got married, pigged out at the smorgasbord table, and oh, yeah, we saw Wayne Newton.
You know, that's funny, Angela. For a second there, I could have sworn you said got married.
We did.
I don't believe it. You?
Yes, me. It was one of those crazy college things. And the next day, Brian flew to Mexico and had it annulled.
Boy, you cleaned somebody's house for 5 years. You'd think you know her.
Look, it's just one of those things. It's all behind me now because it's out in the open. We can all have a good laugh.
Angela, we're still married.
We're what?
I flew to Vegas to marry my fiancée, Rhoda. And the license bureau said that we are still married.
But you went to Tijuana. I signed papers.
I never read them. They were processed by the Mexican Sanitation Bureau by mistake. It's the English version.
Well, what does all this mean?
Well, it means you're still a married woman with permission to install a 1,000-gallon septic tank in Mexicali.
Oh, my God.
Hot. Damn. All those years you were married to Michael, you were a bigamist.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How come Angela could get away with it and Brian here couldn't?
I don't know. I don't think Connecticut checks with Nevada every time somebody gets married.
Then what are we paying taxes for?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, Angela. I've got new papers here. Just have them notarized and I can fly back to Vegas into Rhoda's arms.
Oh, thank God and thank you, Brian. I will take care of it first thing in the morning.
Great. Well, it's getting late. I better be going. Can you recommend a motel in the area?
Oh, hey, forget it. You're practically part of the family. We'll put you up.
Yes, as long as it's okay with the missus.
I'm Oh, I'm sorry. Don't let me interrupt.
No, you're not. Rhoda's line is busy.
Oh, I was just going to get myself something to drink. I can't sleep tonight.
Well, try a book of my poems. That'll put you right out.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you a question, huh?
Yeah?
What was Angela like 20 years ago? I mean, you know, it's not like her to just run away like that. You know, she's very conservative.
On the surface, but you know what happens to women like her when they shed their inhibitions.
Oh, yeah. You're Don Tootin', I do.
Tell me anyway.
They become volcanoes of passion.
Angela? Well, what was it that volcanoized her?
Tony, I wish I knew.
Well, think, man, think.
Oh, maybe it was my poetry that unlocked her passions. After one of my readings, I looked up, and there she was, sitting on her beanbag chair, a single tear trickling down her cheek.
Poetry, huh? Well, did it rhyme?
Only visually.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Next thing I knew, there we were on a plane to Vegas. Mind if I get myself something to drink?
No, help yourself.
You know, Tony, I guess if you say the right words to a woman like Angela, there's a fire there waiting to consume you.
Tony, are you downstairs?
Yes, it is I, Angela.
Tony, listen, I have to be at the notary tomorrow, so do you think that you could...
You're looking at me funny.
Am I?
Oh, hi, Angela. I'm glad you're here. Listen, you two have been so hospitable. I'd like to take you out to dinner before the flight.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Hey, I'll be the honored guest at your divorce reception. No, just don't expect gifts. Nighty night.
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 Well, I guess I should try Rhoda again.
Yeah, and I'm on my way upstairs.
Oh, my.
What?
The way you flipped your hair like that. You're just like Rhoda. Very sensually. You know, in a lot of ways, you two are very alike.
Really? Well, she sounds delightful. Well, good night.
Good night. Oh, thank you so much. Amusing. May I propose a toast?
Sure.
To not living happily ever after. Salud.
That's strange. I just had the weirdest sensation that I've been here before.
Oh, you mean like deja vu?
Exactly.
Oh, you mean like deja vu? I love doing that.
The airplanes. Now I know what it is. Brian, look around and think back.
You're right. It's uncanny.
It is exactly like the place that we ate in while we were waiting for our flight to Vegas. The candlelight, the cozy booth, the noise of planes.
And a hearty hi-ho, Silva! I'm sorry. I'm just in a silly mood. Ignore me.
You want to know something?
Sure, what?
I was talking to Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I still have your poem memorized. The little one that you wrote for me while we were waiting for our flight.
You're the only person that ever understood my poetry. It was beyond the common rabble.
Oh, yeah, that rabble really ticks me off, you know?
Well, let's hear it.
I didn't know you were interested in poetry.
Me, Angela? What, are you kidding me? I have written poetry. I was the poet laureate at Pitkin High.
Really? I would love to read some.
Oh, no. I'm sure that janitor's wiped that stall clean by now.
But let's hear Brian's.
Oh,
India ink stained, heart kneeling, fragment structure, lamplight dust.
Very nice, very nice. You know, very visual. Did Angela get all the words in the right order?
Cool it. You know, this may be the last chance that I ever get to talk with the man with whom I spent an unforgettable weekend.
Angela, you've moved me tonight. Remembering our weekend so fondly? Angela, you remembered my poem. Now that is incredible.
You know, it really is, because I can hardly memorize anything. You know, when I played ball, I couldn't remember if this meant month or this, you know?
I think I love you.
What did you say?
You heard me. I said I love you.
So finally I said, Coach, just yell month. Let's hope the other team doesn't hear, you know what I mean?
You're kidding, right? Tell me you're kidding.
I wasn't expecting it either. But love is so rare, you've got to grab onto it when you can.
Ryan, what are you doing? Those are the divorce papers. Were the divorce papers.
Hence shall rise the phoenix of our new life. Say something, Angela. Say what's in your heart.
Isn't this the no smoking section? Oh, no. More gifts.
Love that son-in-law of mine.
Left these little messages on everything. These cool little poems. Listen to this. As roses bloom, so shall our love. Mm. Sugar sours in your sweet shadow.
What does that one say?
Needs three-prong adapter. I'll send one later. What did I do to deserve this?
Oh, you don't know? Oh, you don't know? I still have your poem memorized. India ink stained my pants, kneeling on a lampshade.
So you think I let him on?
I said sheesh, didn't I? Can't you read between the lines?
Oh, Angela, guess who's here? It's the hubby that wouldn't die.
I'll get rid of him.
No, Tony, we have got to be nice to him.
Nice? Why? What are you holding out for, a crock pot?
We can't hurt him. He's a delicate, sensitive, fragile soul.
He's a nut.
Angela, can we talk?
Yes, please, Brian. We need to talk.
May we be alone?
I'm sorry, Bri. I'm waiting for a call. I gotta stay by the phone.
Yeah, I do too, Bri.
I just want to hear this.
Fine, doesn't matter. Look, Angela, I know I came on strong last night, but I'm thinking a lot more clearly this morning.
Thank God.
Ditto God.
And there is something I have got to say. You stir from silence, exalt my soul. You are winged grace personified. A peach's bloom and mystic shroud for you, the goddess personified.
Oh. Angela.
Sorry. You are a dear, sweet man. We have dear, sweet memories, but that's where it ends.
The other night, why did you flip your hair twice?
Oh, hey. You flipped your hair twice?
It needed a flip.
Oh. Stop that.
Ron, what about Rhoda?
She's a wonderful person, but I love my wife.
Isn't that refreshing in today's world?
I leave you with that thought.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know. You told him you don't want him. You won't let me beat him up.
Well, I'm at my wit's end.
Oh, you? Could you imagine poor Rhoda sitting there in her white dress with a cup full of nickels pulling on a one-armed bandit?
Rhoda. Angela, doorbell. By the way, Brian sent you another box of chocolates. Next time, will you tell him jewelry? Hi. You must be Rhoda.
You must be Angela.
And you must be free. This is my mother, Mona.
Hi.
And my housekeeper, Tony.
Oh, you must be Rhoda.
Hello.
Hello.
Angela, I really want to thank you for getting in touch with me. I have been so upset since I got that call from Brian.
I bet you just want to beat the living couplets out of him, huh?
Oh, no, no. I could never, ever hurt Brian. He's such a romantic, sensitive, delicate soul.
Gee, some guys get all the adjectives.
I just can't believe he could do such a thing. The night he proposed at the observatory, he gave me this.
You stir from silence, exalt my soul, you are winged grace personified.
Sure gets a lot of mileage out of that one, huh?
Oh, boy! Showtime!
I think I'm going to take this seat here.
Oh, no, Mother, out.
Oh, shoot, I always miss the good stuff.
So, honey, whatever you do, keep the ring.
Angela, I came as soon as I got your message. I knew you'd change your mind. Rhoda?
Brian?
He didn't tell me Rhoda would be here.
Well, she is. And I think you should talk to her. You owe her that much.
I'm sorry, Rhoda. This is my wife's idea.
Brian, I love you, but I'm not going to beg. Is this what you really want?
Don't look at me.
Oh, my.
Hey, Rhoda, where exactly were you when Brian proposed at the observatory?
I was under Venus.
Oh. And, Brian, where were you?
I was under Mars. And I looked into your eyes.
And I into yours.
And we kissed under Orion's belt.
I wonder how that made Orion feel.
Looks like I'm going to get my divorce. Mm.
You know, I'm a lucky guy. Some people never get to fall in love. I got to do it twice. Thank you.
Hot dog, Brian is gone. Give me the old salute. See you, Brian. Oh, what's the matter? You don't look happy.
Oh, I'm extremely happy.
No, you're not. You're not happy. What's wrong?
He's gone. Brian's gone.
But that's what you wanted, isn't it? Now, look, Angela, come on, come clean now, because, you know, you've been acting strange ever since that guy showed up. It's like you really do have feelings for him.
I don't.
Well, then what's with you?
I don't understand it myself. You see, I made Brian into what I wanted him to be. My very own poet knight. And sometimes, when life seemed bleak, I just picture him sweeping down and whisking me away. And now that I've seen the real Brian, my poet knight is gone. For good. Does that make any sense?
No.
I just wonder if there'll ever be another last-minute flight. A walk in the desert. Poetry.
Ode to Angela. In common things, I'm reminded of her. The sun, the moon, the stars, yes, sir. And in the garden, all of nature sings to her. The birds, the bees, the sycamore trees. And the snails, oh, those snails. They leave their glistening trails. Beetles, bedbugs, cockroaches around it.
Sorry, I think maybe I should just quit poetry cold turkey for now.
Yeah, I guess so. This isn't really finished anyway. But, how'd you like it?
I loved it.
Beetles, bedbugs, spider mites. Might I love thee day and night? Ooh, I'm good.
What a day.
Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd be so happy to get a divorce.
Really? I think it all started with some wine, some poetry, and some footsies.
You know, Angela, it's funny, but I mean, I can understand the poetry and the wine, but footsies never did nothing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nada.
Oh, good night.